Blackstone Audio presents Warlord of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
On the River Iss. In the shadows of the forest that flanks the Crimson Plain by the side of the lost Sea of Chorus in the Valley Dor, beneath the hurtling moons of Mars, speeding their meteoric way close above the bosom of the dying planet, I crept stealthily along the trail of a shadowy form that hugged the darker places with a persistency that proclaimed the sinister nature of its errand. For 6 long Martian months I had haunted the vicinity of the hateful Temple of the Sun, within whose slow revolving shaft, far beneath the surface of Mars, my princess lay entombed. But whether alive or dead I knew not. Had Fydor's slim blade found that beloved heart, time only would reveal the truth. 687 Martian days must come and go before the cell's door would again come opposite the tunnel's end where last I had seen my ever-beautiful Deja Thoris. Half of them had passed, or would on the morrow, yet vivid in my memory, obliterating every event that had come before or after. There remained the last scene before the gust of smoke blinded my eyes and the narrow slit that had given me sight of the interior of her cell closed between me and the Princess of Helium for a long Martian year. As if it were yesterday, I still saw the beautiful face of Fydor, daughter of Matai Shang, distorted with jealous rage and hatred as she sprang forward with raised dagger upon the woman.